This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ خَيْرًا عَجَّلَ لَهُ الْعُقُوبَةَ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَإِذَا أَرَادَ بِعَبْدِهِ شَرًّا أَمْسَكَ عَنْهُ بِذَنْبِهِ حَتَّى يُوَافِيَ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. He said alayhi salatu wa sallam that if Allah wants the best for a human being, He will hasten his punishment in the dunya. And if He wants the worst for a human being, He will withhold punishment for his sins until he will arrive on the Day of Judgments with his sins in full. So understand here, because that hadith answers your question. When something bad happens to you personally, or something happens to Muslims and you say, how come Muslims but not Muslims, or Muslims here but not Muslims there? Or why me but not somebody else? Am I so displeasing to Allah Azza wa Jal that I'm being punished but so and so is being blessed? And you are simply looking at favors of the dunya or calamities of the dunya, and these things don't matter much in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah could give you money or take it away from you. It's not a sign that you are favored. But in that hadith it tells you something important. That if Allah Azza wa Jal wants the best for you, and no one should ever ask for punishment, but if Allah wants the best for you and you have sins, and you and I have failed to repent and ask for forgiveness, so you're carrying this toxic load with you, then what is going to happen with it? If Allah were to give you the option, I'll punish you for it on the Day of Judgment, or take your punishment here. And punishment on the Day of Judgment is much, much severe, intolerable. Which would you choose? So Allah, if He wants the best for you, the punishment will be here. And you'll arrive with Allah Azza wa Jal sinless, or with a lot of that toxicity removed, a lot of sins removed. But if Allah Azza wa Jal does not want the best for someone, He doesn't punish them for it. They have sins. They have a lot of them. But you don't see them being punished or tested. They have, and they have even more. And you can't compute that in your head, but if you know the sunnah, you understand that that's not a favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. So when they arrive on the Day of Judgment, they have so many sins that they would wish that they were punished in the dunya. And another hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Inna ummati hadhihi ummatun marhuma." ليس لها عذاب في الآخرة عذابها في الدنيا الفتن والقتل والزلازل. He says, this ummah of mine is an ummah that has received the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. It will not be punished in the hereafter. Its punishment is in the dunya, earthquakes and killings and fitan. So if you see the ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam tested in particular, and we should do whatever we can to stop such calamities if that is within our means. But if you're seeing the Ummah of Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam tested in particular, remember that hadith, that this is not always a sign of anger. Yes, the sins have called this into being, but it's not that Allah Azza wa Jal is so angry that He wants to obliterate everybody. No, Allah Azza wa Jal will send that punishment. And for some people, it'll be a punishment because of their sins. And for some people, it will be martyrdom, shahada. And for some people, it will be expiation and forgiveness of their sins. One household next to the other, one person next to the other, a neighbor next to the other, and their outcome and their fate is different based on their intention and based on their life. So yes, when it descends, the punishment descends collectively, and it kills a lot of people.